3 guaranteed opportunities to promote your music, all on the new Recording Artist Hub. So for the past few days, I've been studying how to promote your music for free. I'm talking about no money spent. I'm talking about you're acting broke and you're promoting your music to get the best results. So the first step, this three-step program here. Little three steps you're going to take. First, you're going to put your audience to work for you. Who's your audience? Your audience is your family, coworkers, and neighbors. Those are the ones that you can rely on the most. Why? Because they back you up on every little thing you do. Put them to work. How do you put them to work? WhatsApp. Send out a little message with the link, the pre-save link. The pre-save link. Make them save it. Tell them to save it. Once they save it, your ball is already rolling, because when your music comes out, there's already action, quality action going on in your music, and that helps out the algorithm. More than that, reels, Instagram reels. Put out some reels. Tell your direct audience, who's your family, coworkers, and neighbors, to comment and to like on it. So when new listeners get to see that reel, they already see that there's action and hype on it. And so they'll jump on it too. Pretty cool, ain't it? I think so. You go on Instagram, you go on TikTok, you do the same thing. You go on Thriller, you do the same thing, or Triller, and do the same thing. Now, the best thing you want to do is cause a buzz. Okay, and step two. So every time we come back in to the segment, is a new step. It's only going to be three steps. So we already did step one. You're causing a little buzz within your audience, and you're grabbing one or two new fans along the way. Step two. So before you release your new music, make a big announcement. Do little audit. In other words, don't spend money. Create a list, living list of all the people, places, and platforms, and all the ways you want to reach them. You should do this. Do those steps every time you release a new song. So, a community announcement. Any places of conversation like Reddit, you should get on it. Church. Sports teams. If you have a, you know, you hang out, play some sports, get on it. If you volunteer in groups, tell them. Online communities. Yeah, online communities. Facebook groups. Ooh. Social posts across all platforms where your profile is on. Mm-hmm. Email list. Have you ever done an email list? You should try it. It's pretty good. Because it's still one of the most highly effective ways to talk to your audience. Text message. Now, when you text people directly, they feel special. Oh, yeah. They feel very special. Because you're the star. And you just texted somebody personally and told them that you're releasing a new song. And now they feel special about it. Yep, you should think about that. Let it sink in a little bit. Subscriber notification through YouTube. So if you got subscribers, let them know, okay? Your own web presence. Update all your social medias, your links, your bios. Use it to announce your new song. Promote it, promote it, promote it. Have a website? Use it. If you don't have one, normally I would say Bandzoogle, but no, let's go better with Universe App. Universe App, $50 a year. It's very good. You can get tips. You can put your music on there. It's pretty cool. Universe App, check it out. And that's the second way. That's the second way. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. We're on it. We're on it. Let's go to the third spot. Friends from CD Baby to help me out on this one. Step three. I had to ask them and they told me. Step three. You want to cause buzz. You want to cause mayhem in people's ears and their brains so you can get on the Spotify algorithm. Now, how does that work? Well, let's start by taking about three steps to success on Spotify. Release a song, get really good engagement from your fans in the first week. And that's what I've been talking about all this time. Wait for the algorithm to kick in. All these three steps are important, but what will really set you apart from all the other musicians is engagement. What do I mean by engagement? It's a thing like saves, playlist ads. Remember Daily Playlist? Go to Daily Playlist. Go on Daily Playlist. Get yourself on playlist, you know? Go on Groover. Get yourself on playlist. Get on playlist. Saves, likes, listenings to your entire tracks. Listening more than once. Yeah, because if they listen more than once, then you get on all these other playlists from Spotify. Yep. Engagement is much more important than total social streams count. Why? Because Spotify wants to see when your fans listen. If they're enjoying your song, even if your audience is small. When your song shows quality engagement, Spotify will start sharing your track little by little at a time. And new listeners and playlists like Discover Weekly. The more quality engagement that happens, the further they'll share your song. And that's all there is to it. You want quality engagement. You want people to play your song. When it comes out, tell your friends and family to play it at least 10 times each. And to share it. To share that link with their friends. Okay? You'll be surprised. If you got 10 friends and they share it with 10 more friends, that's 20. And let them share it. Trust me, it starts adding up. And tell them to save it. To give it a like on Spotify. And you get on Discover Weekly. Moat Dog did it. A lot of artists have done it. Johnny Mac Jr. has done it. A lot of artists have done it. Trust me, you could do it too. You can do it too. So, you've already heard the steps, all the steps. Please follow the steps. And I forgot to put a key point in there. Make sure you release, you put your song to release at least 4 weeks in advance so you could tell Spotify that you're releasing a new song on your Spotify for Artists page. Go on there, let them know you're releasing a new song. Let them know what genre. Let them know what you want to do, how you came up with the song, so they already know about you, so they know what to expect. And with your detailed audience, you're going to do good. You're going to do pretty good. So follow these steps, please. Email marketing is very, very good. Very good. Texting, direct texting through WhatsApp or through text messages is extremely good. So you want to do that. But don't forget, release your song 4 weeks up ahead so you can let people know, okay? And if you're a new artist that wants to be featured on the new Recording Artist Hub, please contact us at FutureMusic3000 on Instagram. Send us a DM and we will surely get back to you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry, contact us and we'll feature you. Now, don't ever forget that you're a star. You're a star from the moment you decided to release your music and distribute it to the world. You're a star. And don't let nobody ever tell you different than that, okay? Don't put your head down. Keep your head up high. Chin up. You're a star. And that's why we're here. We're here to make you shine. I'm DotWho.com. See you in the next episode.